rest of your day and enjoy the rest of the week.
There. How come I can't hear myself? Hello. There we go. Okay. It is almost noon. 3, 2, 1. Oh, sharp noon here at WMFO.org. Thank you, Caroline, who's walking out for your show and for some lumineers. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is called Radio Zeke, which makes me Zeke Duckworthy, who will be your host here for the next hour. I have live in studio with me today, who's tuning up in the green room over there, Mr. Sam Moss, who is freshly back from his tour of, it was kind of a mini tour, but he played a couple places in London. Sitting in studio with me is the One Pot Wonder herself, Gabby Mendick. Gabriella the Hun, you may know, and she's here to document and prove, because no pictures didn't happen, right?
Exactly.
And hold on, okay, I'm going to have to remix this board, because we are presently set up without the microphones all hooked up. But the first thing I will do here is broadcast a PSA. Yeah, that's a good one here. I could do the marijuana PSA. Let's see. No. I'll do this one here.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Yeah, do that. I don't think you're going to need earplugs for this show. Let's see if I can cue up. See here. CD1 broken. CD2. Here comes Sam. I'm going to start by playing something off Mr. Moss's outstanding new CD, which has just hit. Let's see if we can make some noise back there so we can sort of hear you guys.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Let's see. CD2. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're supposed to be more professional here, Zeke. Come on. Let's get this show on the road. Here's a song off of a new release, which is called Neon. I'm going to play song number 5, which is called Slow. And meanwhile, Sam will tune up and get ready.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
don't belong in this room today. I belong a few state lines away. The windows are wide, the view is fine. Yeah, I can't do nothing but slow the time. Birds fade into the grass. The mountain shifts like an hourglass. Where are you besides my mind? Oh, I can't do nothing but slow the time.
There's Mr. Sam Moss, song Slow off of his new CD, which is called Neon. Sam is sitting right across from me. Let's get some sound here.
Hello, hello.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Let's hear some strumming here. All right, just in case you were wondering, you radio listeners out there, whether you're in Amsterdam, Kiel, Germany, Chester, UK, where else do I have listeners? Cape Town. People all over the place. Sam is looking at me critically, as if this can't possibly be true. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Austin, Nashville, wherever you may be, Florida. You may not know that that previous track was not, well, it might have been multi-tracked, but basically if you see Sam play live, which you should absolutely do and will undoubtedly have a chance to, because he will be available to your local audiences on tour in the next couple of years, I'm sure. He just plays all those parts. It's sort of amazing and disgusting, if you're a guitar player, to watch somebody play three guitars at once on one guitar, because that's the level we're dealing with here. What are you going to play, sir?
I think I'll start with the song Flowers, which is
also off your record.
On the new one. Yeah.
All right, let's just do this.
All right then.
Okay.
That's what I wanted. Well, how you doing? Hey, I'm alright.
just been having dreams that mostly haunted. I'm losing count when last we spoke. And finally quit numbering the days. And the years get blurry and your voice has changed. Suppose I only knew it covered up in pain. So tell me the colors of your wand. Won't you paint a picture of your room? Are your street lamps humming? Did they burn out again? Are the flowers in your neighborhood in bloom? I'm gonna bore you to death, or at least halfway. I learned I got a gift. Let me tell you a story that goes no place. Let the details slide, let the memories drift. Have you become stuck between the lines or free? You know, I still get nostalgic in the glimmering sun and rest my head in the weeds. So tell me the colors of. Won't you paint a picture of your room? Are your street lamps humming? Did they burn out again? Are the flowers in your neighborhood in bloom? Are the flowers in your neighborhood in bloom?
Fine song right there.
Thank you.
When did you write that song?
I wrote it, well, let's see. I think I wrote it about maybe a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was...
you were teaching a class that I was in, actually, I think, when you wrote that song.
It's possible. Well, actually, what happened, that song was one of those ones that I wrote and then... sort of discarded. A little over a year ago, I was at a artist colony in Vermont where I'd gotten a little fellowship to do a residency. So I was there for 2.5 weeks working on songs. I was working on the songs that ended up on Neon mostly. Mm-hmm. Some of them I wrote there, some of them I edited there. And I wrote Flowers while I was there.
But you discarded it, you say?
Yeah, I was writing every day, and so I had a lot of material, and that one I just wrote and never did anything with. It went into the pile of extra stuff, and...
All you songwriters who are listening, pay very careful attention here. This is gold. And I remember, I can't remember who said it, but someone said something about if they could only go through Leonard Cohen's wastebasket and look at the songs that he threw out.
Right.
Right.
Leonard Cohen's wastebasket probably looks pretty good. Mine is mostly pretty bad, but every once in a while there's There's a good one that I overlooked.
Now, that's a good one right there, Flowers. And you play frequently around Boston, or more frequently than other places. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen you at the Lizard, where you sort of pop in and do like a shock tour, you know, sudden intro, you know, here's Sam and he plays five songs and the audience just is, oh my God. And, you know, at Passim, I think I saw you fairly recently. Mm-hmm. And at Atwood's, you had a show. You play sometimes at Toad with Rachel Sumner, who has her own substantial following, very well deserved, in the Sumner Moss Country Band. Okay. And, you are now playing with a full band, are you not, pretty much, when you tour?
When I can, which is new. Up till last year, I was rarely playing with a band, and just for logistical reasons.
Yeah, sure.
And last spring, I did a tour with the band Honeysuckle.
Yeah, sure. That's Holly McGarry. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Great band from around here.
Yeah.
We did a tour together, and I got them to also serve as my backing band for...
Which was
a great deal for me. They didn't exactly know that that's what was going to happen. Yeah. And neither did I. It just evolved over the course of the tour. And since then, I've tried to do shows with the band more often. It's tough to take it outside of Boston, just
because everybody's got to be available.
Everybody's got to be available, and then ideally everybody gets paid.
Right.
And those two factors are really difficult to
logistically coordinate in the sense of, like, it's a bag of cats and you're trying to get them all to go into the bag and they're meowing and going in different directions.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. I'll be doing a short full band tour, just like 4 or 5 days in May.
Where will you be?
Not too far, possibly Vermont, definitely New York City, New Haven.
You going to play upstate. Northampton at all?
I don't think so.
Not on this tour?
Not on this one. And then I'll have full band shows in Boston, you know, throughout the summer and fall. But also, I'm still doing solo stuff. I have a solo show next week here.
Where?
At the Red Room.
Oh, yeah, sure.
939. I'm opening for a great band called The Weather Station.
Mm-hmm.
They're on tour.
If you're in Boston, of course. And people can find your social media where? Your sammossmusic.com, right?
Sammoss.net.
Sammoss.net. So there's two M's, one S. And on social media, you are where?
My Facebook is Sam Moss Music, and my Instagram and Twitter handle
have a lot of S's
and
M's.
It's kind of annoying. Yeah, yeah. It's SSSAMMMOSS.
All right, so we're not. This is less than critical. Go to sammoss.net because all the links are there.
That's a good point.
Would you like to play another song for us?
Sure, I would.
What would that be?
That's a good question. Well, I've already got my capo on the 4th fret,
all right.
So I'll play a song called Here Again.
Okay.
It's also from the new record.
Okay.
Everything's getting ugly around here. I didn't ask you to, but I had no choice. Sit down, won't you buy me a beer? I'm empty in my pockets, I'm losing my voice. Gone away is the mystery of youth. Yeah, I learned what it was once it had gone. I can't say where I buried the proof. Dark eyes sparkling, television on. Are we here again? Or is it my imagination? Don't you find it's to blame for all of this? The false slate, the clear sight, the revelation. I caught you singing to yourself. To the wind, to the side. I traced a hand on the dance floor as the lines drew heavier on my face. And in the fear of what I was asking for, to the melody I hummed with sway. Here again, or is it my imagination? Don't you find it's to blame for all of this? The false light, the clear sight, the revelation. I caught you singing to yourself.
Another great song here, Here Again, off of the song, off of the new release, Neon. My guest, Sam Moss. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sam's here in the studio with me. Now, you know folks all over. I know, was it Y Oak that you, they were playing over at... No, River Wireless.
River Wireless.
Yeah, I was getting mixed up. Yeah. Close. Y Oak, River Wireless. Yeah. You, and you do know lots and lots of musicians around the country and around the world. You gave me a list of things to play in case we didn't have enough to talk about. I will play one of them right now. Play something off the Joan Shelley, her self-titled.
Yeah.
In your wild and dead
There's Joan Shelley with her song Wild Indifference off of her self-titled. Sam suggested, you know, what I like to do is we play music in studio, we talk, and the artist, being my victim here, gets to tell me, you know, I like this other song. You know, Joan Shelley's pretty good. You know, when did you come across her?
I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago.
That's a fine song, right?
Yeah, she has this album called Electric Ursa. That I just, I don't know, came across one way or another. I don't remember how.
Yeah.
I ended up listening to it a lot on a tour and became a fan of hers. And then I ended up doing some shows opening for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, yeah, just a person I really like and a songwriter I really admire.
My guest is Sam Moss, Boston area singer-songwriter. You would probably recoil, but at one point you were, in fact, a Berkeley Cat.
Oh, yeah. No shame.
No, not at all.
It was a good place.
Yeah. It's it kind of livelies up the town because there's a lot of talent in this town. People, Boston punches above its weight population-wise, partly because of the history of folk music and Americana, and partly because you get this, you know, big magnet, which is Berkeley, and brings people in. And pretty much everybody around the world, if they haven't lived here, they've certainly been through here on tour. A lot of them play over at Berkeley at the Performance Center, as you are playing at the Red Room Cafe 939, looking up next couple weeks.
Yeah.
You did a little piece for another local website called Redline Roots, and you performed a song by an artist that I think we both highly rate, and you are about to grace us with your take of the Townes Van Zandt song, Rex's Blues.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's hit that.
Till something shines. I'm bound to leave the dark behind.
Guest here in studio at WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio is Sam Moss. That's a live take of the Townes Van Zandt song Rex's Blues. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much fun to sit here and watch people really knock it out of the park. That's a great song. And, you can do it a lot of different ways. Everybody puts their own take on it. And that's the thing about a great song, is that once it's out there, it doesn't necessarily belong to the person that wrote it. In fact, it doesn't really belong to them at all. They perform it, and that's their version of it. But the song itself takes on a life of its own. And, yeah. Some of your songs will be out there, and people, in fact, quite a few of them, in my opinion.
I hope so. It's nice to hear other people sing. You write?
Yeah, it's very flat. It's it's profound, actually. The first time I ever heard anybody do one of my songs was, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's better than I could do it.
Uh-huh.
Now, you just came back from a tour.
That's right,
And where were you exactly, and how did it work?
I was in England for the first time. I'd never played overseas anywhere before. It was just a week of shows. I did two shows in London, opening for my friend Diane Cluck, who's an amazing songwriter from Charlottesville, and then went off on my own and did a handful of small shows and, in little rooms, pubs, and
how did people
community
react?
Spaces. The people who spoke to me reacted positively.
Did anyone throw like a pork pie at you or anything?
Nothing was thrown.
No violence occurred during the show.
No violence.
That's the other show that you do.
Plenty of, it was, I think it went over well enough. I felt pretty well received by the crowds over there, and folks were really
and kind. How about vice versa? Did you like playing? How would you characterize the, is it like, totally different playing there to playing in Cambridge, or
I didn't find it to be totally different. I think much like when someone comes to play here from far away, I felt maybe especially appreciated by the audiences because they respected that I'd made a long journey and that I probably won't be over there that often, so in that sense it may have felt like a warmer or a different kind of welcome than I get in the States, but I mean I've mostly had positive experiences playing here too.
Are you booking your own shows with this particular one? You went with a friend, but are you representing yourself, or are you signed, or are you you have a bunch of albums out, as I recall.
I represent myself for everything, which is not ideal, frankly.
This is a this is a ringer question. Sam taught a course called the Do-It-Yourself Musician at Club Passim last year that I took. So I'm, and he's quite knowledgeable about the school of hard knocks, where you get out there and do this and that and keep doing it until somebody listens to what you play. Do you And I know you do a bunch of different things around here. If people wanted to contact you for a house show or something, hit you up at sammoss.net.
Yeah.
Presumably you still occasionally will do a house show, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do house shows. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Locally is great, but especially in areas where I don't have as much of a following,
mm-hmm.
it can be a really good way to introduce myself to a new audience. Like for instance, I'm doing a Midwest tour
mm-hmm.
in the summer, and I'm doing house shows in Pittsburgh and Cleveland, which mm-hmm. are both cities I've played in before, but not that much. And
yeah.
you know, if I go play a club there, not that many people are going to show up.
But a house show, you kind of have the built-in audience.
Yeah,
it's
a bit of a built-in. There's something novel about a house show, and people would go to a house show like they would go to a house party.
There's also something kind of throwback to a kinder, gentler era about, I love live music in clubs, you know, and it's the best thing I do. but the idea of going to a parlor in the old-fashioned sense,
sure.
and having someone who's an itinerant troubadour come and play their vision of truth from another place, another time. It's like being Johnny Appleseed with music. It's great. It's one of the really great things you can do. Where you'll be? Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Where else?
Well, the tour's still being booked, but I'll be there. I'll be Chicago, Minneapolis. Those are both their little music clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Iowa, Wisconsin. Not any further west than that. And then a lot upstate New York.
Awesome. That's great. Will you play us another song?
Sure.
What would you like to play? The reason I'm asking this is because I'm putting it into our live Spinatron playlist so people can follow along. All right, this one is called...
This is the title track.
Okay, Neon.
Neon would be the song, yeah.
Okay, great.
All right. That's more or less
okay.
good to go.
Here okay.
Walking after midnight, 3 a.m. to be exact. Crossing city limits, heavy coat upon my back. Counting strangers as I pass them. All with hurried eyes ahead. Well, there's no trusting after midnight when we're just looking for our bed. But I stared out from the overpass on the downtown haze. Hailed a cab and headed toward it in the bleary days. The driver was slipping out, could hardly keep awake. I prodded him with bony fingers, we rode swerving to some place, riding, oh riding, riding. Well, I pointed to the densest neon. made a motion to depart. When I stepped out, the streets were empty. I let the color fill my heart. With it full, I asked forgiveness. With it full, I asked for strength. I asked it of the swirling neon. I let my wish list turn to blank. It was enough to pose the question. I expected no reply. But spun around, found my way home. And hit the sheets by morning time. Riding, oh, riding,
track from Sam Moss's album Neon, live here in studio. My guest is Sam Moss. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. Mr. Sam Moss, what would you like to play next? Let's just play some more stuff. How's that?
That sounds good.
What do you got?
Oh, boy.
Oh, the capo is coming out.
I don't seem to do that much without it these days.
Oh.
I used to like retune between every song.
Right.
And now I just capo compulsively.
All right.
I think it's a little bit easier than
I have this dream that there'll be a show where you and Allison Callery both play, which is
that's a good dream.
Yeah. She's probably in fact, I know she's listening and she should get up here. She's invited and yeah, she's a good guitar player, good singer, good songwriter.
Yeah,
she's
fabulous.
Yeah. We'll play another local artist in a minute, but okay, what are you going to play?
I'll play the song Allies.
Is that also off Neon?
It's also off Neon.
You could buy this record? Are you trying to tell me this is available?
It is available for purchase, yeah.
And you could purchase it on Track by Track on iTunes or something like that?
Yeah, you could do that if people still do that.
What do people, they stream on Spotify?
People stream on Spotify, which is totally fine.
All right, all you listeners, you must support artists, and this artist in particular. Please buy his stuff.
If you want to buy it, it's on the website Bandcamp, sammoss.bandcamp.com, and I'm... It's for sale on CD and vinyl. And
I personally own a vinyl version of this, and I will attest to its quality.
Well, thank you.
And your brother, I believe, is the artist on this. Is that true?
Yes, yeah. He did the cover drawing for this and my last album.
Yeah.
He's a very talented man.
Yes, indeed. All right, it runs in the family. Okay, hit it. This one is called Allies.
Yes.
Okay.
I did everything in hopes that you would notice. Though I can't recall your face or given name. I believe we could have been the closest allies. favorite strangers often distant. We could have painted towns all wild and red. And I doubt there's just a little in the gray and sky. When October falls and rests its turning head, nothing ever reaches true conclusions. I say it plain and just attempt the truth. I'm sure you don't recall this brief illusion. Except on accidental evenings, dark and blue. Accidental evenings, dark and blue.
From his record Neon. Sam Moss is live in studio with me. I'm going to play something by another artist, not one that you suggested.
Great.
But, I think you'll probably recognize this, and you'll see why I'm playing it.
I know you all too well. It's ain't it in salutation. I'm going back where I belong. The salt and the sea and the storm saved them all for me. Station, I know you all too well. From the boarding where all came and fell into your room, the tracks raised beneath our feet through square windows so clean. Well, I could see them walking away. And I belong with the salt and the sea and the storm. Save them all for me. I belong with the salt and the sea and the storms. Save them all. On the cloth seat beside me, I stood awake there dreaming some other kind of form to be. In the words you could say, it'll always keep me near. Stay, stay. salt and the sea and the storms. You saved them all. I belong with the salt and the sea and the storms. You saved them all for me.
Now, for all you folks that hear Greg Isakov but don't know his jazzy side, that's his jazzy side, I think Sam would be an excellent concert touring partner with... I saw don't listen to me talk. We'll talk in a minute. What would you like to play? You're going to play a song called Rust, one of yours, off of Neon. Please do.
All right.
CD currently out on the streets called Neon. That song's called Rust. My guest here is Sam Moss, musician of significant note here in the Boston area and around the world. Just back from his tour of the UK. Little tour, but it's a tour, right?
It counts. It counts.
Yeah, so I was just thinking, the reason I'm putting you together with a possible tour in my mind with Greg Isakov, who at this point is a pretty big draw, is I saw Chris Delmhorst open for him a couple of years ago.
Sure.
And you just opened for Chris Delmhorst here, so this is like one degree of separation already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we have enough time to play another one of your suggestions. This one is, let's see here if I can key this up. This is Aurora Birch, and you seem to like this song right here.